What's up, guys? My name is Ryan. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from fear of man. My childhood was very difficult. In my early childhood, I was often in and out of the hospital. My parents divorced whenever I was two, leaving my mom to take care of both me and my sister. Whenever I was four, my mom's boyfriend was babysitting us while she was at work. During lunch, I choked on my food and threw up. And my mom's boyfriend snapped. He took me to the bathroom and put my head and hands in scalding hot water. As punishment. I was careful that the hospital with second and third degree burns. The following year, I was put on the stand to testify against him, and he was sentenced to 15 years in prison. After that experience, I lived with the fear that he would get out of prison and try to kill me. My mom remarried, which provided a father figure that I desperately needed. My stepdad led us to attend a church where I was taught about God and his character and his love for me. But I questioned how God could be good or even love me. In elementary school, I was often bullied verbally and physically for my scars, which led to and anxiety and depression. I often asked why I was the only person that got treated that way. In middle school, I started playing the trombone, and it was the first time that I felt I could be myself. I would have concerts, and my dad promised he would be there, but he never actually showed up. I often questioned if I was truly cared or mattered to him. During the season, I was introduced to pornography masturbation. I indulged in it because it was one of the places that I felt accepted and did not feel alone. While it was relieving in the moment, it left me feeling even more alone and isolated. In high school, I was often on an emotional roller coaster, triggered by how people treated me and how I felt about myself. I lived a life trying to be seen so I did not feel alone. I went on mission trips during spring break in high school, but I could never fully see God's love in those moments like my friends. I was just trying to do the right thing. I thought that the gospel was for everyone except for me. I would tell people about God's love and his nature, but I pushed my emotions down so much that it prevented me from feeling the same love. When I went away to college, I started partying and drinking to try to fill the void in my heart. That eventually led to a deep depression and my addiction to pornography and masturbation increasing, eventually leading to suicidal thoughts. I believed the lie that nobody cared about me or my life and that the world would be better without me. I eventually moved home and started working full-time and finished college. After I finished college, I felt led to start going to church again and start serving, which led me here to Watermark. I started attending on Sundays and on Tuesdays at the porch, and God began to soften my hardened heart. During worship, we often sang the song, Reckless Love, and I felt like I was the one that God was pursuing. My heart questioned often why God was seeking me because I often rejected him and went my own way. On a Tuesday night after the porch, God broke through a wall that I didn't know that was there. I was listening to a song about surrendering, and I started to pray the words of that song would be true for me. That was the night that I put my trust in Christ. The following week, a coworker said that he was going to Regeneration to help address his addiction to pornography and anger. I thought my addiction to pornography, masturbation, and people-pleasing was normal for a guy in his 20s, but I wanted to support my friend, and I was interested in checking out another Watermark ministry. October 2018 was my first night in Regen, and I was surprised of what was shared by the guys in my first circle. I was also encouraged from stage to give God 4 weeks. I knew that God had me there for a reason, and God helped me see that the walls that had put up that prevented me from feeling any emotion from my past. He allowed me to see by not addressing my past, it affected every aspect of my life. God began to peel back the layers one at a time. It was gut-wrenchingly painful, but I knew that God had me there for a reason, and that allowed me to keep pushing even when the pain of my past was overwhelming. God began to reveal the truth of Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not lean on your own understandings. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make straight your paths. When I started my step group, I was terrified of what the guys in my group would think about me. I was scared that they would feel sorry for me like many others in my life had done before. But instead, they loved me unlike anyone had ever done. That allowed me to share transparently, knowing that I wasn't being judged for what I was sharing. In step three, God revealed that I had trusted him for my eternity, but not in my daily life. In step four, I finally had to write down the hurts I had experienced and the ways that I had hurt others, and it crushed me. It revealed the truth behind my actions and my sin. In step eight, God showed me that he had forgiven me for all the sins that I had ever done and the sins that were done against me. And that allowed the weight of my past and all that I was carrying for years to fall off. After finishing Regen, I thought my life would be perfect and completely fixed on my past sin, but that couldn't be farther from the truth. I had the opportunity to lead two-step groups, and I struggled often with the fear of man and a longing for control mixed in with pride, and that led me to mentoring when I really shouldn't have been. I started mentoring a guy that led to a codependent friendship, and my friend and I became roommates, which only complicated our friendship even more. During this season, my stepdad died of cancer, and both of my grandparents passed away. I often leaned on my own understanding and rarely sought out counsel from others, which contradicted what I thought was the right way. During that time, I felt led to start serving and reach it again. During the interview process, it became clear that there wasn't the right place for me to lead. The leaders encouraged me to go back through the steps again, but my pride and longing for control fought against it. I eventually agreed to go back through the steps again as a participant. And while going through the steps again, I was reminded that God wants my heart. I was also reminded that God chose me and loves me and actually likes me, even whenever I didn't feel it. I was able to unpack my codependency and what was behind it, and I was often reminded of James 4:6. God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. After finishing Regen, my codependent friendship dissolved, and I was extremely hurt of what I had put in what I thought was a lot of time and energy. God used my community to remind me of his love for me, and that I'm not defined by my past. My life now is far from perfect, but I'm constantly pursued by a God who is. He loves me even though I daily sin and often run away from him and his commandments. God uses those times to sanctify me and to make me more like his son, Jesus. If this is your first time in Regen, welcome. God loves you and is pursuing you even in your mess. He loves you just the way you are right now, but also loves you too much to leave you that way. I am so blessed by the people that God has put in my path and the community that God has blessed me with, both past and present. Each person God has used and is using to make me into who he wants me to be. They have shown me that faithfulness is the goal and not to focus on the results. They have truly been God's hands and feet in my life, and reminded me that God doesn't want me to perform for him. He just wants me to be faithful. I've been blessed and reconciled with my friend and my dad for not being there in my childhood. God used both of those relationships to show me God's heart towards loving others like Christ loves the church. I now have the opportunity to walk with men through groundwork, and God uses those men in my circles to show me how much God is pursuing all of us, even whenever we don't see it. Romans 5:1-5 says, "Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have also obtained access by faith into the grace which we now stand. And we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Not only that, but we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope. And hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured out into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. My name is Ryan. I have a new life in Christ, and I'm recovering from fear of man. All honor, power, glory belongs to our God forever."